Faith Services, James Murdoch, and how may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, this is James Murdoch, Freight Services. How may I help you?
Shalom. I want to send my mashpucha in a very big box to Israel.
Okay, how much does the box weigh, sir?
The box weighs so much like the mashpucha is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people for now.
Excuse me?
The box weighs so much like 5 people.
Okay, well, how much is that, sir?
Let's see. You have a calculator?
Yes, I do.
Okay. 200 pounds plus 115 pounds and 423 pounds plus, how much does he weigh? Oh, big races there. He weighs like 110 pounds. And, he must be maybe 97 pounds. Like this.
Are they all going on a pallet, or are they going separate pieces?
I can put it. Maybe I put it in one big box, so big like a small room. Do you have such a box? A box big like a small room?
No.
I tell you what we do. We take a bunch of small boxes, we cut them up, we make a big box. I write on the side of the box with a magic marker, "This side up." And it's, do you know what the magic marker is? Not magic, nothing. It's just a big fat pen with big fat ink. And I write on the side of the box, "This side up." All over the box, on the sides of the box, on the top of the box. This way nobody has for Shulam gets hurt. They don't turn over the box. And everybody stays safe in this side up box.
Okay, and are you looking for a price?
I need a price, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to put them in one big pallet, or are you going to move them separate boxes?
I prefer if the whole mishpucha flies together.
You want to put them together as one?
Mishpuchas that fly together stay together.
I want everybody should
be in one place.
What zip code is it coming from?
It's coming from 1, 1, 2, 1, 9.
And what zip code is it going to?
I don't know. It's going to another country in a plane.
Okay, what is the country that it's going to?
It's going to Israel.
It's going to Israel?
Israel.
Okay.
Tol mishpuche. It's going to be a family trip. We're going on a trip. It's going to be a Chol HaMoed Purim trip. Beat him, loony. My booty. Asher Buchar Buni. Excuse me while I sing, while you.
No problem. Something like that will run you $3,244.21.
$3,244.21. Okay, I'm making you crazy. I'm very sorry. I want to add in the weight of 5 cheers and maybe 5 times 4, maybe 20 sandwiches. I'm also gonna send.
You gonna send 5 chairs?
Maybe 5 chairs, wooden chairs, folding chairs, any kind of chair. I'll be a Yidzol Zitzen. And also 20 sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yeah, I'm also going to send 20 sandwiches. People get hungry.
Yeah, well, we won't be able to take that on the sandwiches because it's perishables, right?
Why not?
Why? Because it's a perishable shipment. If it's perishables, we won't be able to take it when we can take that on an airport-to-airport service.
And the problem is that Azoi, everybody's going to get hungry.
Okay, we will. I won't. Again, we won't be able to take the sandwiches. We can just take the chairs and the rest of the information you gave me.
What are the five people going to eat?
Well, we won't be able to ship it through FedEx unless we ship it on an airport-to-airport service.
Maybe we bring only canned food.
Any kind of perishables will not be shipped on this service.
Not canned service, food's not perishable.
Right. This service that you asked for is picked up from your door to the door in Israel. If you ship any kind of food, non-perishables, canned goods, it cannot go on that service. It has to go.
You what we do. We're going to fly on Tynus Esther. Nobody's going to need sandwiches. We got a bit of a lot of sandwiches, but we're still probably going to need chairs. Chairs is a problem?
No, how much does the chairs weigh?
Maybe a chair weighs, £6, £10. Maybe put onto the total shipment £50.
Okay, so you're looking at a price of $3,585.71.
$3,500.
And $85.71.
Could you do me a favor? I have not a calculator. Maybe you can divide this by five.
Okay. Divided by five, what do you exactly want me to divide by five?
The total number from all the people.
The total price of the shipment?
Right.
You divide that by five, you're looking at $717.
$717 is almost so much like the cost of a ticket to fly on a plane.
That's correct.
I thought that we was going to be saving money.
No, anytime you ship any type of furniture is very expensive.
Oh, since the furniture is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not send the furniture. Let's just send the mishpucha.
Whatever the weight, what the value of the weight, and with the dimensions.
But for this, I could put the people on a plane, and they should have regular meals and a bicycle and all the regular things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why, this is a cheaper way to do it. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Is there maybe a cheaper way?
The only other way that you probably can move this type of shipment, if we only take it to the airport only, and that's pick up from your door to the airport, and then what they would have to do is clear the shipment through customs, and once the shipment is cleared through customs, they bring the paperwork back to the airport, and then they can go ahead and pick up the shipment, and that airport is in Tel Aviv.
Perfect. We can do it like that. We all have passports.
Okay, then that will run you, let's see, that much weight,
$1.83
a pound. That'll run you $1,152.90.
The whole thing?
Yes, but it does. We do have to charge you fuel costs, and we do have to charge you pickup fee. And if you want me to apply, I can put all that information in there also.
Okay, so what is this? Maybe another $500?
Nope, not that much, sir.
Okay, I tell you what, like this, the whole mishpucha can go, and we bring coats, so it shouldn't be cold, and everybody can go like that. We're going to bring along winter coats, because I heard it's very cold in freight.
What you probably need to do, sir, is get the exact weight of all the stuff that you're going to bring.
This is what I'm telling you. I know the exact weight.
Okay.
It's the exact weight from all these people, plus the weight of a winter coat. Maybe it weighs 3 pounds each, nothing, 2 pounds. So it's all the same thing.
Okay, what exactly were you shipping, sir?
The whole family is going.
You shipping individuals?
Huh?
What are you shipping?
I want to send the whole family for vacation.
Okay. Okay, this is cargo. This is not an airline for shipping people.
Why not?
Because FedEx is a cargo shipping. You have to call the regular airline for that.
You don't let that I should go?
No, we do not, sir.
I tell you what. The problem is the management. I tell you what I do. I go inside. We don't, between me and you, you don't tell nobody. We make special box this side up. And I'm not gonna make
a beep.
Not a sound in there. Nobody is gonna know who's inside.
What are you trying to ship?
I need to send the whole family for vacation. I can do it for $1,300 instead of paying $800 for each. Instead of paying $4,000, I could pay $1,300.
Okay, sir. We cannot ship that through.
Between me and you, we don't tell nobody.
We won't be able to ship that. That's a 1 to 3 day service. This is cargo only.
Yes, cargo. We going into cargo.
We won't be able to do that. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Shh, don't tell nobody. I'm going to be inside the box and not make a sound.
Okay.
No noise. Like this, if they're going to, I make this side up on the side of the box so that they shouldn't tip the box. If they tip the box, I'm going to say, "Oi!" And then they're gonna know.
Okay, sir. Anything else I can do for you?
You can't pull this off of me.
I can't do that, and I do apologize.
Between me and you.
I can't do that. Anything else I can do?
Shh. When you say I can't do that, you're tipping off the managers that I'm asking for something weird.
The managers just probably listen to the conversation as we're speaking.
Manager, hey, Mr. Manager, don't tell nobody.
Okay, I do apologize. I have to take another call.
Okay, Freilich and Pirim.
Okay, goodbye.